Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. World War I, the war which was fought from 1914 to 1918, was considered to be the war which would end all wars. But it didn't. And then we had World War II, which was fought from 1939 to 1945. But it most certainly was not the war which would end all wars either. The following quote from the internet is quite remarkable. It says, "Nothing was learned from it, except how to kill more people more efficiently." And now we are talking about World War III, or the Third World War, and questions are being raised whether that's going to be the war which will end all wars. It's a definition of a hypothetical Third World War large-scale military conflict. Alarming developments, in my mind, are occurring in Germany right now. I'd like to read to you from Reuters, dated August 24. To help attract new recruits, the German military has targeted youngsters, or minors, with slick online video campaigns drawing criticism from child welfare advocates. But the campaigns are paying off. According to a survey of 20,000 school students across the country, the military is now considered Germany's third most attractive employer. But there are obviously problems with that concept. Ilka Hoffmann, a board member of the GEW union, which represents about 280,000 teachers, social workers, and education workers, said, "In no other profession does one learn to kill, and is one confronted with the danger of dying in war." Now, what about the next war? What about World War III? We are being told that the next major war is going to be more devastating than anything which has happened before. Here's an article by The Telegraph dated August 20. General Stephen Townsend, the head of the U.S. Army's Training and Doctrine Command, told British military leaders that combat in an increasingly urbanized world will result in a scale of devastation beyond our comprehension. Modern armies have no idea how to fight in these hyper-populated and literally unboundable areas, he said. Now, he commanded the coalition effort to defeat ISIL from 2016 to March this year. He likened the fight to liberate Mosul to Stalingrad, the bloodiest battle of Second World War. He questioned whether Western armies had maintained the skills and the stomach for such a fight. Battles are won by young soldiers fighting in sand, in mud, in heat, and in cold, he said. High-tech weapons are largely useless in such battles. Ben Barry, senior fellow for land warfare at the International Institute for Strategic Studies, points to the urban training facilities in Israel, France, and Germany as being superior to the British. He says senior army officers are well aware of the relative limitation of the British training facilities. Now, what about the next war? Could America, could Great Britain, could the State of Israel suffer outright military defeat in World War III? That is the question. National Interest wrote on August 25 about the United States, and they gave us an alarming speculative report. It says great powers frequently fell because they came to believe they could not be defeated. Should an adversary one day use space-based weapons to strip away our navigation and intelligence satellites, we would suffer a substantial and immediate loss of military capability. Many of our precision weapons would be useless. We must expect that one day another world power is going to develop a new class of weapon or capability that has never been seen, which will allow them to either neutralize our greatest offensive weapons or against which our best defenses will be inadequate. Maintaining the status quo will continue the erosion of our strength and increase the chances we may one day suffer outright military defeat. Now, these are words which we haven't heard for a long time. But my friends, the Bible tells you very clearly that that is exactly what is going to happen. The Bible prophesies that the United States of America, Great Britain, the State of Israel, the Jewish people will suffer military defeat in the soon coming World War III. But that world war will be a world war in every sense of the world, because it will affect every single nation on the face of this world. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1 is saying, "There shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation." Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 to 22 quotes the words of Jesus Christ saying, "For then there will be great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved." And the Living Bible writes quite accurately, "Unless those days are shortened, all mankind will perish." And then finally, you have this prophecy in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verses 6 to 7. "Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turned pale? For that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is a time of Jacob's trouble." The Living Bible says, in all history, when has there been a time of terror such as in that coming day? When has there ever been a time of tribulation, of trial, of worldwide destruction? World War III. Will it be the war which will end all wars? If so, it's not the kind of end you and I would like to see. Now, the good news is that those days will be shortened, that Jacob will come out of that day of trouble. But first, they got to go into it. First, the whole world will have to experience the most devastating time of war in the history of mankind. Are you prepared for that? We have prepared a free booklet, The Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord. This booklet tells you from the pages of the Bible what those terms actually mean and what they describe and what is going to happen in the future. You need this booklet to be ready when those times come, and they will come very soon. And I mean very soon. But of course, they also will culminate in the most glorious situation, the most glorious event in the history of mankind, and that is the return of Jesus Christ to establish the kingdom of God here on this earth, a kingdom of freedom and of the absence of war. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.